Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Ivor Hutchison.
How well do you know your Christmas music? I wonder, for instance, could you tell me who the artists of these songs are? Let's start off with the first one. All I Want for Christmas Is You. Any ideas? Yeah, Mariah Carey, absolutely. Next one, Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. Yeah, absolutely, Wham as well. And then thirdly, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. That's a little bit harder, going back to the 70s. And yes, of course, it's Wizard. My father used to always talk about that song and he said, I wish it could be Christmas every day. Could you think of anything worse? But did you know that people who sing are generally happy and content? I remember a few years ago, in fact, it's a number of years ago now, I taught a pupil who used to sing Elvis songs all the time in class when they were doing their maths and their English. And I spoke to her mum about it just in a joking way. And she says, well, I blame Granny. Granny plays Elvis music all the time in the car. In Luke chapter 1 and 2, Luke describes six songs associated with the birth of Christ. Do you know, as Christians, we should be excited, we should be happy and content by the birth of Christ, not just at Christmas time, but right throughout the year. When Christ came on the scene, he changed everything. Having our trust in him brings peace with God, and therefore Christians have great news to sing about. After all, Jesus came to forgive, he came to heal broken lives, to bring and give hope, and to prepare a promised home in heaven for those who trust and believe in him. Psalm chapter 40 says, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Do you know, today can I ask you, what song are you singing? Do you know, Luke did tell us about the six songs that were recorded in chapter 1 and 2 of his book, but the fifth one was by a gentleman called Simeon. And Simeon's song beautifully encapsulates the Christian belief in the forgiving work of Jesus Christ. It highlights how Jesus, even though he was sinless, took upon himself the sins of humanity from the very beginning of his life, ultimately culminating in his sacrificial death on the cross. Simeon had a song in his heart. Do you know, it wasn't just a meaningless Christmas song. His song was full of hope and full of faith in Jesus as the only saviour from sin. Do you know, I wonder if Simeon was here today. I wonder what song he would be singing. Do you know, I'm certain that it would be singing the praise to God, thanking God for his amazing grace to his people. Do you know, he might even be singing aloud those words that we read in the carol, O little town of Bethlehem. O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above the deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the dark street shineth the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Simeon waited all his life for the promised Messiah, the Messiah who would make that difference for him in his life and for his eternity. Do you know, today, if God is speaking into your heart, maybe he's troubling you today, well then don't wait any longer. Submit to God, allow Jesus to take your sin away and make that difference in your life today and for eternity too. Merry Christmas, everyone.